Some families have a tradition of generation after generation serving in the armed forces, whether that's the Coast Guard or another branch. That's the case for the Reed family. They came here to Coast Guard Station Ketchikan to celebrate Lieutenant Commander Frank Reed III's accomplishments, leading Coast Guard Cutter Bailey Barco for over a year. His father, Frank Reed Jr., is sporting a Coast Guard-themed tie and a white beard. He's proud of his son, especially since he served in the Coast Guard himself for 27 years.
I've had command myself of a patrol boat, and knowing the responsibility and the risk that you take to see him go through that and do so well at it, up here in this environment with the weather and all those challenges that you have with the families being remote and stuff like that, it's pretty incredible to see him go through that.
And that responsibility encompassed a lot of activities. Over the past year, Bailey Barco's crew conducted 6 search and rescue missions and participated in military exercises at Dutch Harbor. Before that, the crew launched the brand new ship into the water and sailed it more than 6,000 nautical miles from Key West, Florida to Ketchikan. Lieutenant Commander Frank Reed III is leaving to join Coast Guard operations in Norfolk, Virginia. He says it'll be tough to say goodbye because of the bond crew members make through time together.
It's definitely bittersweet. You know, I'm happy it happened, that it's an incredible crew. I'm very proud of what we've accomplished and how we've done that. We've overcome some serious obstacles. I mean, you got to sail for the first time from Key West through the Panama Canal and up the West Coast here. We went to Dutch Harbor. We did a lot of cool operations. I knew from day one that this day was coming, and my goal was to make sure that whoever was following me, and I couldn't ask for a better replacement.
That replacement is Lieutenant Anna Ruth, who previously was stationed in Southern California. Her family also comes from a military background. Both of her parents served in the Air Force. For Ruth, taking over the Bailey Barco and exploring Southeast Alaska is something she has been preparing for her entire career.
It is a huge, humbling opportunity. I have people relying on me, their livelihoods, their careers, their families, the ship. The government has entrusted me with a very expensive and new, awesome asset, and a little intimidating, but if you're not intimidated, you're not taking it seriously.
This change of command ceremony was the second at Coast Guard Station Ketchikan this summer. Coast Guard Cutter John McCormick received a new commander in June. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.